Hello and welcome. This is itrustgodonly.com. And the title is Growing Spiritually. Face one day at a time with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. We need to gain a lot of knowledge about ourselves, such things as the way we think and act, how we treat people, and the way we treat them. We need to learn a great deal about sin, like pride, greed, envy, sloth, impatience, jealousy, anger, and gluttony. We should gain a lot of humility as we look deep within ourselves and see exactly what type of a wretch we really are from all of our sins. We are not perfect, but we sure can work towards spiritual perfection. We can't learn anything about ourselves overnight. It does take time. We need to take our life and live it one moment at a time. Each moment of thought could lead you in one direction or another. It's your choice whether to abandon that thought because it is leading you into darkness, or make your thoughts productive in producing good fruits. It takes time to change oneself, and we need to do this a little bit at a time, patiently, but not in a way where one would procrastinate. This is what Jesus says about not keeping constant guard on one's house. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, it wanders through waterless country, looking for a place to rest, and cannot find one. Then it says, I will return to the home I came from. But on arrival, finding it unoccupied, swept, and tidied, it then goes off and collects seven other spirits more evil than itself. And they go in and set up house there, so that the man ends up by being worse than he was before. This is what will happen to this evil generation. The journey is a long, lonely, and laborious road. People are going to have a hard time trying to understand the spiritual awakening that will take place in you. Your life would have changed, and it's not easy to explain what happened. Even if you could, they wouldn't be able to understand. So don't let it get you down. Have faith. The Lord is in control, and He will help you through it. One has to experience the walk with the Lord, as well as faith, in order to be able to see and understand. Don't ever be too hasty to push your experiences onto others. They may not be ready yet. It is okay to talk to people about the Lord. Just don't be overbearing. Remember always that you are on your own road, and you can't put others on your road. They have to travel their own road by themselves, with Jesus as their guide. You will experience spiritual dry periods. Just hang in there and keep the faith. God is not all about feelings. Don't get hung up on the good feelings you get. Some are spiritual and pure, while others come from pride. So be very, very, very careful of pride. It could lead you in the wrong direction. Welcome suffering, tests, and trials. They will make you stronger. Things are not always going to go your way. They're not supposed to. Why? Because they're going to go God's way, the way He has it planned out for you. Remember, you denounced your life, and you agreed to do it His way. You can take your will back. God's not going to stop you. He's just going to let you see what happens when you want to do it your way. Help out others whenever you can. Don't expect even a thank you in return. Give thanks to God for putting you in a position to help your brothers and sisters out. This is how people see a true Christian in action. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. Each one should give what he has decided in his own mind, not grudgingly or because he is made to, for God loves a cheerful giver. Some people use this scripture to try to make you feel guilty and extract money from you. The scripture is not about giving, is about giving from the heart. All sorts of giving, not just money. If you get a little disturbed or riled because someone asked you for help, or you feel that you have to help or even have to give money, then it's not coming from the heart, and what you would be doing would be in vain. So when you give, give from the heart, and you will be storing up treasures in heaven. Practice everything you've learned on a daily basis, and you will grow stronger spiritually. Pray constantly. It'll help keep your mind from wandering. Thank you, and may God bless you.